Peter said unto Jesus, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. The word here is forgiveness. Fairly easy to define. Taking that malice you feel towards somebody or something and letting go of it. And if possible, giving that person or persons that knowledge that you have forgiven them. Sometimes you're not able to do that. Three things to think about. Forgiving God. What's that mean? We've been through a bad storm. Hey, went through a bad storm. And God understands when we don't understand why these things happen. God doesn't cause these things to happen, but He allows them to happen. We don't understand. We just have to realize that all things are done to His glory. And at that, times like this, sometimes it's hard to even think about that we have to forgive God for letting it happen. Forgiving God comes at another time when we lose a loved one or someone has a horrible battle with a disease and dies a slow, excruciating death. We have to find ourselves in a position of forgiving God and realizing that God loves us even though these things happen. Forgiving others. How many of us, who in here has never been wronged by somebody? We have to, sometimes we have to forgive others because we don't understand what they've done, and maybe it was right. Sometimes they've absolutely wronged us, and we have to be able to forgive them. Just have to somehow realize that everybody deserves forgiveness. It's very hard sometimes. There have been times where I've found it awfully hard to forgive somebody for doing something to me, causing an accident. We were in a bad accident a few years ago. The person was completely out of it. And I had to work my way through it and say, I forgive this man for what had happened. We also have to forgive ourselves. I myself, and I'm sure all of us can identify that we've done something very stupid. We've done something to somebody else where they need to forgive us. And then we in turn find it hard to forgive ourselves. But God is forgiveness. God does forgive us. So we've got to be able to forgive ourselves. To say, I did wrong. First you ask God for forgiveness for doing it, and then allow yourself to be forgiven of yourself. I want to read a piece. It's from the writer of the book of Ecclesiasticus. It was in the morning prayer about this subject. You know, in the gospel we talk about how our Lord asked how many times you forgive somebody. Here in Ecclesiastes, the last chapter of 27, the first few verses of Ecclesiasticus 28, we read, malice and wrath, even these are abominations, and a sinful man shall have them both. He that revengeth shall find vengeance from the Lord, and he will surely keep his sins in remembrance. Forgive thy neighbor the hurt that he hath done unto thee, so shall thy sins also be forgiven when thou prayest. Sounds an awful lot like the Lord's Prayer. One man beareth hatred against another, and doth he seek pardon from the Lord? He showeth no mercy to a man which is like himself, and doth he ask forgiveness of his own sins? If he that is but flesh nourisheth hatred, who will entreat for pardon of his sins? Remember thy end, and let enmity cease. Remember corruption and death, and abide in the commandments. Remember the commandments, and bear no malice to thy neighbor. Remember the covenant of the highest, and wink at ignorance. I think it leads us very well, points towards the gospel of today, to where, having said that, Jesus, knowing the scriptures himself, he quoted out of the Apocrypha a number of times, of course, would know this portion of scripture. And so when Peter asks him, he says, not only seven times, but 70 times seven. And that's not an arbitrary number. It's as many times as we're wronged, we must at least try to forgive the other, and we're better off if we do. I'm sure all of us know that when we harbor malice towards somebody and we just keep it within ourselves, it festers. And I would say more often than not, maybe totally, that we hurt ourselves far more than the person that we failed to forgive. So let us think about, first, forgiving God. He forgave us. He gave his very body and blood for us. He emptied himself for us. And in the same way, St. Stephen shows a model what our Lord said on the cross, forgive them for they know not what they do. And St. Stephen said, Lord, lay not this charge against them. We have to somehow be able to do the same thing. As we pray the Lord's Prayer, it is the perfect prayer of God the Son to God his Father, and the model for all of us. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.